Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spy for small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of our longtime Brain Trust members, someone who's coming up on his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Rob Jollis is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that Robert L. Jollis is back. Rob is the author of one of the Bibles on selling, customer-centered selling. Imagine that, putting the customer first. And also the Way of the Road Warrior, and also Mental Agility. Just three of his many books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Rob Jollis, I should say. Welcome back.
Always great to be back with you. Thanks.
Good to have you back. Most salespeople are wandering around out there in the marketplace and have been for a long, long time. And if you said, why are you selling? Why are you doing this? And they would say, because, you know, my baby needs new shoes. Or I got kids in college. Or I need to eat. Or I just like money. And would that be a good answer to why are you selling?
No, that disturbs us all.
It's the truth.
It is the truth. And I think it's a great way to start this conversation, because I think if you sat salespeople in a room and this is, remember, I'm a guy who spent 30 years telling people how, okay, mm-hmm. Here's how we're going to do it. I think if we put those people in a room and said, just for a minute, before we go to the how, tell me why. Tell me why we're going to do this. I'm afraid they might give the answer you just gave, which is, well, I have a territory, and I have a budget.
I got a boss. If I don't sell, I don't keep my job, and I lose my house and family, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's pretty primal, right?
Right. First prize is a Cadillac, and second prize is a set of steak knives.
That's exactly right.
Third prize is you're fired. So I think we lose sight of why we're there. And the good news is, we can win the set of steak knives or the Cadillac and still understand why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take one why right off the bat. You know, one of the reasons why we sell is because clients struggle with decisions for change.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. And, you know, Jim, at this point, I'm 15 years polling this question every year. And I'm when I study decision cycles, and I find pretty much the number holds firm at about 79% to 80% of the population is walking around with a particular problem. They don't see that problem as big enough, and so they don't want to change yet.
Mm-hmm.
And when the problem slams them, when they lose their biggest client, mm-hmm. when something major happens,
when the marketplace runs over them,
right, then all of a sudden they'll say, hey, I'm ready to go. Now we can whistle and get ourselves an order taker, because we don't need a salesperson anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That ship already sailed. Remember, people don't fix small problems, they fix big problems.
Well,
our job is to... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and when somebody asks you or me or anybody else why we're selling, and we say, because baby needs new shoes, I want a new car, I like to win, I'm competitive, etc., what you're doing is you're focusing on yourself, and that's the kind of selling attitude that works when everybody wants what you have. But when things are tough, as you indicated, when things are not as great, it takes professionals to go out there and bring the bacon in, even when people aren't exactly beating your doors down, those are the people who turn the why on the customer. In my opinion, I think that's how I'm taking when you say why, that's the way I'm taking it. And these are the people who are thinking relationships, not transaction.
You're absolutely right. The fact is that clients, that people struggle with change. You know, we know why we have a doctor. We have a doc. We need a doctor because they help keep us well. We need good lawyers, and we understand why, because they help us interpret the law. We need great salespeople because they help people overcome their fear of change. And quite frankly, I think they're one of the most valuable and vital members of society that we have. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. we forgot to send that memo to a lot of salespeople who are focused on, maybe not all their fault, they're focused on not going, on winning that contest.
On the transaction, not the relationship.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, because we got to blend all this in with what's happening new in the marketplace today, folks. We got to blend this into social media and the way people find us today and the moment of relevance. How do we blend why with the moment of relevance? We'll talk about that with Rob Jolliss after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.